think fantastic would be an understatement. But we put on a heck of a show, and we had obviously great participation, great community involvement. Gave away over $40,000 in cash and prizes to those kids from those 12 counties. It was a blast.
So tell us how many kids were involved altogether.
Sure. So rough estimate, about 150 4-H members exhibited over those 2 days. And about 430 head of livestock.
You know, it's interesting because kids haven't had a lot of opportunity here this summer other than virtual shows. So you look at, you know, not too many experiences to actually get in the show ring in front of judges. What did you really notice about how they adapted to that? Was there much of a difference, you think?
I mean, I think the kids are just happy to be at a show with the people that they, you know, consider their closest friends, doing what they really enjoy. I mean, if I could take anything away from this, I mean, you could tell parents, kids, FFA advisors, 4-H leaders, everybody that was here, the resonating comment is, this almost feels normal. And I just think there's such a desire for that normalcy that people were just overly appreciative of the opportunity to do it.
And did you feel pretty good across both days with the different shows? You had it divided up with two shows Friday and two shows on Saturday. What'd you think of, you know, I guess the level of competition both days and the number of entrants and all that?
Well, I'll tell you, and this may be a bit arrogant, but the champions that won here, had there have been an Illinois State Fair next week, they would have been the ones people were talking about in Springfield. They were absolutely lights out. And the people maxed out presentation, showmanship. They brought all their best ones. It was probably the best steer show I've ever seen outside of a major or a state fair. I mean, it was at the highest level of competition.